You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek.
You are liars!
The horses are...
I am protesting against your protest!
Kalesh drivers and anti-Kalesh protesters clashed during a Saturday morning memorial event held for four horses that died on the streets of Montreal. According to CTV News, the protesters were met with angry rebuttal from Kalesh drivers who says there is no animal cruelty happening in the industry. The City of Montreal announced a horse-drawn carriage will be banned by the end of 2019, but anti-Kalesh protesters want the city to fast-track that date. An indigenous community in Montreal has issued a public warning concerning the rampant surge of overdoses. The Blood Tribe community in southern Alberta has had 22 overdoses in a span of 48 hours. The recent spike is believed to be caused by carfentanil, a drug that is roughly 100 times more potent than fentanyl. Kyle Melting Tallow, chief of the Blood Tribe Police Services, told CTV News that officers have been working around the clock and coming in on their days off to help out with the cause. The Blood Tribe is asking for help from the provincial and federal governments and are hoping to open up a safe consumption area and a withdrawal management site in the near future. Activists gathered in a huge demonstration on Saturday morning in London to protest the government's inaction towards climate change. According to the Evening Standard, more than 1,000 activists blocked roads around Parliament Square as they marched with a coffin that they said represented the future of life on the planet. Extinction Rebellion, the group that staged the demonstration, said the purpose of the event was to draw the government's attention to pollution and climate change. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Down.
Watching her driving by in her new whip so fly, wish she could sing me a lullaby. To scoop her, I've got to try. In her eyes, there's a flame that burns right through my soul. Can't pretend to be cool, about to lose my control. Yeah, I know she's got plenty, admirers, she's got many. Like an exotic fantasy, into a frenzy she sends me. Wow, I have to sit down and gather my wits now. Wanna caress those hips now, wanna kiss those lips now.
Hey, baby, I know you're calling, I didn't answer twice. But baby, that's okay, it's nice for you to call anyway, see, okay, see. Hey, baby, you know it's okay if you don't call me anymore, cause I got a plenty truckload of niggas like you at my door.
She wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. And then she gets plenty more.
Yup, and every day is her day, and every year is her year. Anyone tries to violate, they could straight disappear. She don't care if you play yourself, trying to step to her. The illest of gangsters are showing respect to her. Truly glamorous, she ain't impressed and it shows. She don't like your new clothes, she don't care about your player pose. Do you suppose I could hook up and spend time with her? She's just how I dream, I bust my nine for her.
When she gets plenty, she gets plenty. When she gets plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. Any damn thing she wants.
Surgeon General, I provide vitamins and minerals. The charge that she's got on me should be federal. I was told never put the two before the one, son. But always cultivate your wisdom to help you build your kingdom. I wanna be the answer to every question she has. So when I wish to enter, she'll be letting me pass. I know she wants to be with G.O.D. eventually. But still, she got everything. Yeah, the girl's got plenty.
Flowers in her bed. And plenty bad, nearly 22, 36 and a half. I hope that you will realize she got sex in bedroom eyes. Baby, baby, please don't break your neck, cause you gon' have a rip. Cause when it comes to love, I got plenty degrees, 120. My thigh slipped out my dress. Oops, when she gets plenty, she gets plenty.
She gets it
when
all.
She wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. And she gets plenty more.
Plenty more.
When she wants plenty, she gets plenty. When she wants plenty, she gets plenty.
She gets
when
it
she
all.
Wants plenty, she gets plenty. It ain't the damn thing I want, right?
That's right. In this game of life, it takes a lot to win. Plenty more, baby's what I got to give.
Yeah, yeah, baby, that's really nice. But I'm trying to read my book and you're in my life.
A woman like you could help me reach the top. If I get a chance to love you, I won't stop.
What? I didn't hear you, I was thinking about some stuff.
Baby, you so fine, I wanna smack myself. I don't need no support, I'm gonna back myself.
You so sweet. Now can you get the lotion and rub my feet?
In massage therapy, I got a master's degree. I give you plenty more than what you asking from me.
I need a little bit of space, a little bit of wealth.
Okay.
And oh, about the feet, a little to the left.
Like this?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
That? Feels good, right? Yeah. You don't really care.
I do.
You the queen.
More lotion.
Come on, you got plenty.
You've been hooked on Sonics, your weekly dose of indie rock, post-punk, power pop, shoegaze, noise pop, post-hardcore, math rock, and anything else with loud guitars. Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690. Bring your earplugs and your emotional issues.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2018 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
And welcome to CMZO on CJLO 1690. This is your host, Aliyah Guerra, joined in the studio by my co-hosts,
Frank Evans, Joseph Romero, and
I need Frank again.
You need me again, Frank
yes,
Evans.
There we go. Great. In the studio, we are joined by the lovely V. Charles. She is a lovely artist from Montreal. Introduce yourself a little bit.
Right. Thanks for receiving me.
Yes.
So I'm a singer-songwriter that likes to do a lot of things. So I've been in the community, music community in Montreal since, let's say, 2015, doing some stuff. So rock, folk, jazz. That stuff.
Nice. And how do you feel like just mixing those genres?
Whoa, always a bit weird, and because you never know if you're allowed to do this.
Right.
Is it the right thing to do? Are people gonna listen to my music mm-hmm. or completely reject it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what kind of gives you that comfort or like that secureness, and when you're making these new sounds and like really fusing these almost unheard of genre fusions, like what gives you that security to just go with your style?
I think it's finding partners that really don't care about like, what people are going to say and are really into creating, and they're just there for the music. So yeah,
nice.
Good partners.
And how do you find meeting musicians in Montreal? Because we do have a very artsy scene and it's been pretty lively. Yeah, how do you find it to meet new musicians?
Well, it's always, people are very open-minded. It's very nice. There's a lot of people that want to do music, but maybe they don't have the discipline to put projects together and go forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, really in a very lively community. And I think there's plenty of musicians to meet. If you want to do something, it could be a professional level or just amateur. You'll find mm-hmm. someone.
Definitely, for sure. And you have a band. Can you tell us a little bit about your band?
Yeah, it's a group called Nahar de la.
Mm-hmm.
We're four voices. And yeah, we started playing together in 2016, actually.
Nice.
But we've been presented, well, together as Nahar de la since like 2017. So it's been, let's say, a year that we're officially...
Wonderful. Yeah. And you guys are all like from Montreal originally or any?
Yeah, Montreal based,
mm-hmm.
but one of the singers is from Magog, I think.
Oh, wow.
But all the other members are, there's a sister of mine and a brother.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. So we're going to listen to some music by you, I guess, right after our little chat.
Mm-hmm.
My two co-hosts, do y'all want to give some questions? Pass
yeah.
it to you.
No, I was just wondering about sort of, in terms of when you're looking to kind of sort of early on in the writing process, like if when you're going with these kind of fusions, do you set out to kind of be like, okay, I want to make something that sounds like this? Or is it something that kind of happens much more naturally as a process and it kind of just, yeah?
Yeah, it's a very much organic process because since I'm feeding myself with so much different genres, that when I produce music, kind of goes that way. So
no, so it's more of just kind of a process of what you're listening to, kind
yeah,
of the environment.
So like, what are your musical influences?
Well, I think in my young years I've listened to a lot of prog rock music, emo. And at a certain point I've switched to more classical and jazz and all that stuff. So yeah,
interesting.
No, I think it's actually really nice that you have sort of these polar opposite influences just because you have all in between to work with and beyond that too.
Yeah.
So that's really awesome. So we're going to go ahead and listen to one of your songs. Let me just mute this track in the background. So can you just tell me a bit about this song that we're about to hear? What like specifically inspired this song?
Okay, yeah. Well, this song is very, well, all the album. Well, this song is vocal mostly, and there's beatbox also. So the theme is really based on seasons. So I'm just saying seasons and colors, and there's voices like moving together. And,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Sweet. Amazing. So this song is called La Valse de Saison. Did
yeah.
I get that right? All right. Sweet. So here we go. It's actually on YouTube, so you guys can check it out.
you going in? I don't think we're going in. Let's try the next one. Technical difficulties here, but that's what live things are. Don't worry. We got it. Cool. Here we go.
De retour à l'hiver blanc. L'hiver noir. L'hiver blanc. L'hiver noir. Printemps jaune et orangé. Printemps jaune et orangé. Été vert, bleu et ciel. Été vert, bleu et ciel. Automne rouge et indigo. Automne rouge et indigo. La 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 la. C'est la valse des saisons. C'est la valse des saisons. De retour à l'hiver blanc. Retour à l'hiver blanc, l'hiver noir, l'hiver blanc, l'hiver noir. Just by the way you dance, the way you move,
talk so little, bad stories would happen to everything we used to do. Whoa. Came as no surprise, it has fallen down in my sight. Like the waves on the ocean, generosity always gives you more. Stores with clothes I can't afford, songs I strummed on my guitar. It will always be there for you, music, it will always be there for you. Yeah, when the sun comes out, it's a sunny day.
We're back in the studio with V Charles and my co-hosts. What up, Joseph? What up, Frank? You guys are so far from the mic. Yeah, I'm like,
I know. It's so difficult.
It's like,
I'm
sharing
one mic right now.
And it's like tripping me out because I'm sitting here and I'm like, why is your voice so low? It's because you guys are just far.
Which is very far away.
Cool.
We're very close.
Like, how you doing? Okay. Cool. So now is the question of the hour. Wait, why is mine? Yeah. So what are your top three albums of all time?
Of all times.
That's tricky, man.
No pressure.
Should I put some background music so it's not like, so like intense?
Yeah. Show music?
Yeah. All right, hold up. DJ's on the scene. Don't worry.
I have some albums that really influenced me. Mm-hmm. So I'll just go with first one. Hiromi Uehara. She is a Japanese jazz pianist, and I remember my brother Etienne Joseph. He's in the band.
Sweet.
He came home with a CD that his friend that he borrowed from his friend, and he's like, "Oh, listen to that! It's really nice." And she's really like a crazy piano player. So I'm like, okay. Well, I was 17, 18 at the time. Didn't really listen to jazz. And listened to it for the first time. And it was really amazing. Completely changed my perception of music. And didn't know people could improvise. You know, I didn't know it was a thing that existed. So,
sweet.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Second album. A singer-songwriter, a U.S. singer-songwriter called John Shannon. He launched his first solo album in 2007, I think. And the title is American Mystic, and it's just him on the guitar and songs, very deep, profound, intimate, and it really touched me a lot. I remember I was around like 19 at the time, so yeah, beautiful album.
Sweet.
Third album.
Here we are.
third album. A guitar player, Quebecois, Eric Mongrain. He's not very known here, but he's known around the world because of his particular guitar technique.
The irony.
Yes. Like, whatevs. But yeah, he's really known around the world because of his particular guitar technique, and he does rhythmic strumming and taps on his guitar, and does melody and harmony quite beautifully. So yeah, he really inspired me in his way of like managing so many things at once and making music sound like, yeah, amazing.
Wow.
So yeah.
Great. So because I'm so interested and intrigued by this, we're going to listen to a little bit of Eric Mongrain. There's a song called Fearless that we're going to listen to. So this is a little live live performance. So here we go.
Thank you. Les productions Nuit d'Afrique invitent tous les artistes de musique du monde au Canada à s'inscrire à la 13e édition des Stylés d'or de la musique du monde. Cette prestigieuse vitrine est une chance unique de vous faire découvrir du public et de remporter de nombreux prix. Vous avez jusqu'au 1er décembre 2018 pour soumettre votre candidature. Faites vite, les places sont limitées. Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur www.cylidor.com.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlist? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
The riddle, trying to find the real me. Somehow I knew I could beat it. I knew at the antidote. My friends, they wouldn't listen. Though I wanna show them you can pave the way and you can make it. Just promise don't look back no more. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm somewhere in between. I start to disassemble these walls around me. Somewhere there lies the real me. Yeah, it's kinda hard to place it. I'm somewhere in between. We'll be right back.
And we're back. We're back in the studio. This is CJLO 1690 and Concordia Music Zone Out CMZO. We have V Charles in the studio still. We got our co-host. Say what up, what up.
What up.
Oh, snap. Up. Sorry. Go ahead.
What up?
Great. What up? Oh, my gosh. We're usually not this awkward, but I don't know. I think it's just it's dark outside, so we're feeling kind of strange. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just mic sharing as well, I feel. Yeah. It's
really I don't know. It's usually not this tight in the studio, so yeah. Cool. So it's been great having V Charles on in the studio. Thanks so much for being here, and thanks for sharing your top three and diversifying our radio a little bit. Now we definitely got to check out some of this great music. Is there anything you would like to tell to the listeners before we say goodbye?
What could I say? Well, my group Nahar de la, we're having a show actually this week.
Ooh,
the 30th. It's an apartment show. An apartment show, and the address is private. So if you want to come, it's only $10, and the night will be with The Black Edge, which is the experimental hip hop rapper. Nice. He'll be doing a set. We also have Jeeb, which is electronic music guy. He does house music.
Sweet.
And there'll be also Nahar de la's music, which is mostly vocal, intimate, soothing, meditative. So
sounds like it's gonna be a really lit night, and like very and very cozy too, because I mean it's getting cold, so we need a little cozy vibe. No one's trying to wait out 3 hours outside in the cold for their venue to open the door. No, it's gonna be nice. So to get in contact with you, to get this, you know, this exclusive access, how can we do this?
Yes, so only go on our page, where you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. So just write us a message that you're interested in coming on Friday night. So it starts at 7, ends at 9:30. So write us a message and we'll send you the info, and you'll be on our list.
Very wonderful. Exciting. Very exciting. So we actually have one more song to go, but we're going to let our very good friend, the Frank Evans, on Instagram, y'all. this is his show and tell of his song that he really likes and wanted to share with us. So I'm going to let you have it. But thanks for tuning in to CMZO, CJLO 1690. So, Frank, you've got the microphone.
So, last song. We've got a band called Monaco, like the country, but spelt with a K.
Mm-hmm.
The song's called HHXMTL. Because they are originally from Montreal, but moved out to Hamburg. And the project, they've kind of tried to combine some sort of Montreal sounds with sort of more of the Hamburg scene. Now, I don't claim to know much about the Hamburg scene, but from what I'm hearing on this, it's pretty tasty. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it is, but they're doing well. It's just like they're making some just lovely kind of chill, slightly groovy beats.
Mm-hmm.
And with a bit of soul to it as well. It's definitely
nice
worth a listen.
Yeah, for sure. So this is gonna be HHX, right? MTL.
Yeah. So right, meaning so. Hamburg X Montreal.
Oh, okay. I'm so late. I'm so sorry. Now I that
yeah,
makes
no,
a lot
I,
of sense.
I had to research that, don't worry.
Because I know Switzerland is like the CH. Yeah. So okay.
So many to consider.
Great. Learning moment for me. Awesome. Awesome. So don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Concordia Music Zone Out. The Instagram page will be up shortly, but until then, you can follow me, the host, Aaliyah Guerra Music. Sorry, that's not even my Instagram. Aaliyah G, and then my birthday, 420, on Instagram. I post all the artists that we've interviewed on there, and also Facebook. We have some stuff there, too. So thanks for listening, and this is going to be HHX MTL. So here we go.
Found a heart for you now.
Someday